Come on, Dick.
Kim, we can't leave it on the top step here all night.
All right.
One, two, three.
God, what's it got in it, for heaven's sake?
Had a whole load of kitchen stuff.
What weighs this much in a kitchen?
China. Old George has got a lot of china.
You sure it isn't cannonballs?
No, I don't think he's got any of those.
Oh, come on, I'm waiting for something else.
Here it comes. One, two.
You aren't leaving the door open, are you?
Oh, what?
The door is freezing.
Oh. Right, Dickon. One, two, three.
Here. Come on, let's get out of the way,
Jackie. Out of the way, woman.
Oh.
Onward, darling.
Gracious me, whatever's in there.
Everything in the kitchen sink. It's the heaviest darn tea chest I ever lifted. Yes. There's amazing the bottom didn't fall out.
Oh, yeah. Looks like pans and things. Oh, a china and the name.
You're going to start unpacking it now.
Oh, no time like the present.
Oh, dear. I'll go.
Somebody.
Hello, Mr. Tyson. Follow me through, will you? We're in the kitchen.
Just trying to get this pressure cooker up. It's jammed. Oh!
He wanted to go, but I wouldn't let him.
Well, I should think not, indeed. We got a lot more to carry across yet.
Who was that?
What?
The door!
Me. I brought this over.
The tea strainer.
It got left behind.
Big deal.
Yes, don't strain yourself, will you, Mr. Tyson?
Oh, she doesn't even know she said it. Oh, Jessie, Mark, you were a wonder.
Oh, well.
Is there anything else that I can do?
Oh, yes,
you
plenty.
You could take over from me, Mr. Tyson. Cliff, I've got to go. I really have.
Well, you can't even hit that Tyson humping furniture, now, can you?
No. I'm afraid as far as heavy weights go, I'm not allowed to lift my back. Anyway, I'm an old man. That's the trouble with you young people today. No consideration. None.
You can help me unpack this tea chest, then, do you?
Oh, very well.
What have you got to go for anyway, Dickens? Surely you can do another half hour.
No, you see, we've asked Mike to dinner tonight. Oh. Rob will be doing his nut.
Where on earth's he got to?
Oh, don't worry. I'm enjoying my drink.
Ah, but the sauce is going to curdle. Some people have no consideration.
I thought you professionals could do it all with one hand tied behind your back. No flap.
Ah.
And here you are, just like everybody else, panicking.
Would you like another martini?
Oh, yes, please. Yes, that'll suit me. Ages since I had a martini like this. You're very good, Rob. You ought to open your own place. You put Pryor's out of business overnight.
Some left in the jug. I think it's still cold enough.
Oh, thanks. A glass jug, too, not one of those damn shakers.
I've only just learned, but I was taught very well.
Rocky?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought I recognized the master touch. He's whisked up quite a few for Claire and me in his time.
I think I'd better go and see if I can find Dickon. Do you mind?
No, not a bit. Don't worry about me. An easy chair, a drink, and the thought of real food will keep me going for a while, yes?
Yeah, it must have been pretty rotten for you these last couple of days.
Oh.
Dickon! Dickon!
I'm not dead.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, come on, about time too. Come on.
Hello, Mike.
Hello there.
Look, I'm sorry if I'm missing things.
Well, not a few minutes and you would have done. Pour yourself a glass of wine, I'll get the food.
No,
What do you mean, no?
There's just one more thing I've got to go and help carry.
What the hell have you come up for, then?
We want you to come and lend a hand, too.
Huh?
Sorry.
Very good of them. It really is very good of them all.
Do you want this clock packed, George, or do you think we ought to take it separately?
Mm. What's that, dear?
Mum's clock.
Oh, no, I'll carry that. Oh. But I really feel I ought to be over there helping them.
Oh, no, you're needed at this end.
I had no idea they were going to do so much tonight. Cliff said the weekend.
Oh, well, he's got the bit between his teeth now, so I shouldn't stop him. I just hope they're leaving you enough to manage with till Saturday.
Well, as long as they leave the bed.
Bed, wardrobe, dressing table, chest of drawers and couch, according to Cliff. Mm. No, I was thinking more of a plate and a spoon and a cup. Something to make yourself a cup of tea with.
I shall manage perfectly, thank you, Shirley. After all, Mike has been managing since Claire went.
Oh, well, don't look so upset, then it'll be all right. Well,
it's the thought of Cliff's plan that's upsetting me.
Yes, well, leave that till tomorrow.
How can I leave it till tomorrow, Shirley?
Well, I would.
I can't let him carry all this stuff over without saying a word. I mean, it was a bargain in a way, wasn't it? Tit for tat. I agreed to the alterations and Cliff agreed to move my stuff over to number one.
Now, it wasn't quite that cut and dry, George.
No, but that was the feeling I got. Definitely, Shirley. And it wouldn't be fair to let him keep his side of the bargain before I tell him I'm not keeping mine, now would it? I mean, he might very well not want to go on with carrying the furniture.
That's why I'd leave it till tomorrow.
Shirley, That would be cheating.
Right then, what's next on the list?
Oh, don't do it, George.
Hey, what are you two standing here like lemons for? You haven't done a thing since I was over the last lord.
We have. We've packed the books.
Cliff.
How about taking that armchair, Nick?
Well, I might need a hand with that, and Dickon and Robert knocked off.
Cliff.
You could manage that little side table on your own.
Cliff, there's something I've got to tell you.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
What's the matter, Mike?
Did you hear a cat meowing?
Thank God, I thought there was something wrong with the veal.
Yeah, oh, no, the veal's perfect. It's beautiful.
He's not a bad cook, is he? Mind you, he'll improve with practice.
I heard it again. No.
You think it might be Puddle?
Well, she hasn't turned up yet. And I've been putting out enough sources of milk to feed a whole cattery.
No, we certainly haven't seen her. Not that she comes up here much, anyway.
Shh.
Well, you imagine now.
Could have sworn I heard it then.
Huh?
Outside the window.
Well, she can't be up here.
Well, she could be up on the roof.
Yeah. Yes, she could.
Oh, it's freezing with that window open.
Puddle!
A feet, that's the trouble with him.
Pubble, good cat.
Well, I'm sure I saw a flick of a tail then.
Cats, no less liquid than their shadow, offer no angles to the wind.
Oh, cut the literary allusions, you two, and shut that window.
What are you talking about? We can't put a door in.
There's no need to shout, Cliff.
Well, I've got to express my feelings somehow, haven't I?
I do sympathise with you, Cliff, believe me.
Well, will you stop sympathising with me? Well, I'm trying to have a row with you. Well,
I realise it looks as though I'm going back on my word.
No, I wanted to say that. Just shut up.
He didn't say definitely, Cliff.
Whose side are you on all of a sudden?
Oh. I did tell you that there is a clause written into the agreement.
Oh, yes, this is the crafty bit. Might have known you'd wriggle out of it somehow.
It isn't just me, Cliff. The surveyor agrees. I'll get an architect's opinion, too, if you like.
Oh, carry on, you. Why don't you, you traitor?
It's just that if you make your entrance in the front of the basement by the window, you'll be damaging the structure of the house.
And you mean the walls in such a bad way I can't put a little 6x3 front door in there?
Well, it wouldn't be a good idea. You can have the steps down, all right.
Oh, steps. Oh, steps are epic when there isn't a door to go through, aren't they?
There's under the stairs.
What do you mean?
Well, that's where a lot of basement flats have their door, you know, under the steps that lead up to the front door of the house.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't work at number one, would it? There's not enough headroom unless you'd like us to crawl in on all fours.
Cliff, only.
All right.
I realise it's disappointing, and I'm sorry. If there's anything I can do to make up for it, I will.
There's the side table, then.
There.
You're not still going to move it all for me?
Well, of course I am. Didn't think I'd chuck it in, did you?
No.
No. You're not the only one who can be magnanimous.
A whole shelf full of china and glass? Really, it's outrageous.
It wasn't her fault.
That is your theme tune, George. When did it happen?
This morning. And she was nowhere near when it did.
In that case, it can only have been a poltergeist. Do you think it travels around with her? Would you mind moving a few steps backwards, by the way?
Hmm? Why?
You're standing on my bed.
I beg your pardon?
Where my bed is going to be. I'm just drawing everything out on the floor.
That's what all the chalk marks are. I did wonder.
Yes, I'm working out positions. Oh, yes, ideal. Now, for the other room. My sitting room. Oh, I am so sorry. Oh, why on earth didn't you tell me? Nash is in there, with only his underpants on.
It is still his bedroom, Arthur, at least till tomorrow night.
I didn't expect him to be in there now. It's only 7:30.
He's going out to dinner. He's getting ready.
Most embarrassing. Striped they were.
Well, if you don't mind my saying so, Arthur, it serves you right for being so nasty about Mrs. Brewer.
Oh, sticking up for her now, are we?
My dear Arthur, I really cannot allow you to go on in this manner. Sissy Brewer is a very kind woman who has no designs on me whatsoever, nor I on her. What would she see in me in any case?
Money.
Me?
Well, you just bought this house, haven't you?
Oh, yes, but that's an investment for Shirley and Cliff. It's taken every penny I've got.
She doesn't know that, does she? She probably thinks you're a millionaire.
Oh, don't do that. There's a good boy, Cliffy. Give me ever such a headache.
Sorry.
I don't know what you're in such a temper for, anyway.
I've told you.
You be careful the wind doesn't change. You don't want to be stuck with that nasty look on your face for the rest of your life, do you? Same again, dear. Right?
Busy tonight, aren't you?
Aren't we always? And how are you tonight, Mr. Fordyce? Chef, any better?
I've seen a few of them in me time. Still, mustn't complain.
That's the stuff. You tell that to Cliff here.
Pardon?
I said you ought to say that to this young man here. He never stops.
Hey?
Complaining.
Huh?
Wait a minute, Mr. Fordyce. I think you've given me too much. No, he hasn't.
No, well, he wouldn't, that one. He liked George.
Look, will you lay off George? He's a very nice man. It's not his fault if you can't do your rotten front door, is it?
Well, of course it is. It's him that's stopping me, isn't it?
Well, how can George stop you? It's the landlord.
He is the landlord.
I beg your pardon.
George is. Well, what do you think I've been going on about?
You mean George owns it?
Yeah.
All of it?
Yeah, that's right. It's his house. You knew that.
Why? I thought he had a flat there. Same as you and Charlotte.
Oh, not likely. He's landed gentry as George Underdown. And there's the old so-and-so now just coming in.
Oh, yeah. Cliff, you look after the bar, would you? There's a dear. I'm just going to wash some glasses.
Hello, Mrs. Brewer.
Excuse me, dear. I'm busy. Cliff will see to you.
Oh, what's the matter with her?
I haven't upset her, have I?
Well, I don't know. She seems to have gone off you all of a sudden.
Have you been talking to her about that damn wall?
No.
What do you want, Cliff? That I should allow you to build a door in it so the house will fall down? For heaven's sake, grow up.
We'll be right back.